It is Thursday, March 2nd. You're watching Damon Bruce Plus. I'm Damon. Welcome back. Hit like and subscribe. And I got to tell you, when it comes to Niners transactions, I am liking and I am subscribing to the 49ers trading a third round pick to the Cowboys for defensive tackle Osa Igdizua. You pronounce the diggy. You got to get that Iggy in there. Igdizua is a hell of a player. I didn't think that the Dallas Cowboys would be interested in trading a player like this. This is obviously cap relief, and they're rethinking of their defense and how they go about playing. They're transitioning to a 3-4. This is more of a guy who's going to shoot the gap from a 4 technique. And look, I love the trade. This is the best trade of the offseason. It really is. You know, Mike Evans is going to, I think, pay dividends if he stays healthy for the 49ers. I think when we look back at John Lynch trades, this has the chance to be, well, it's not going to be Christian McCaffrey. That's the biggest trade that John Lynch is ever going to make. Trent Williams is another huge trade that this regime made. This, I think, might flirt with one of the best trades that John Lynch has ever made. I love it. I don't like it. I love it. He is exactly what the 49ers need in the middle of their defense. He is exactly the player that I think is going to make people better around him. He produces. You want a small sample size? You got production there. You want a grander, larger sample size? You got production there. Odigizua, it's a mouthful. It's a mouthful, but he's a handful on that defensive line. Osa, let's just call him Osa Diggy. He is under contract through 2028, base salary of $16.25 million this year. That's digestible for sure in 2026. And he's got $20 million guaranteed in the following two seasons. So he does get more expensive. But again, $20 million for an NFL starter that produces sounds like an awful lot of money today. It's going to be standard operating procedure before you know it. It is no big deal. Last year, Odigizua finished with only 3.5 sacks. He didn't have an awful lot of sack production. But you know what? Defensive tackles and sack productions, it's always a little bit of a strange bedfellow. Are you pushing a pocket? Are you disrupting? And nobody answers that question quite like this. Yes, he pushes pockets. He produces. He was ranked first in defensive tackle quarterback hits with 23 last season, fifth in pass rush win rate. When you are looking for more than, well, what did you do last season? Who have you been in your career? Well, this guy is something else in his career, which is why I never thought for a second that Dallas would trade him, much less to the San Francisco 49ers. Over five seasons, Osa Odigizua ranks fourth in quarterback hits with 81. He's 10th in pass rush win rate at 11.5. This is among all NFL defensive tackles. He is a disruptor in the middle. I really like this move. Really, really underline it, highlight it, italicize it. I really like this move. There is no player that the 49ers were going to get in the third round who will have instant impact the way that this young man will. He is a real NFL entity. This is a huge move. There is no player that will be drafted, probably in the NFL draft this year, who is going to produce like this young man might produce for the San Francisco 49ers. Absolutely love this trade. Love it. A third rounder? Yes. Yes. Every single time. What I also love is that the priority of selecting a defensive tackle now in the draft is almost off the board, if we're being completely honest with it. They went D-tackle twice last year in Alfred Collins and C.J. West, and I really like what they can learn from him, especially C.J. West. Odigizua is 6'2", goes about 290. C.J. West is 6'1", about 300 pounds. These guys play low leverage. That's where you need to be as a defensive tackle. You got to be getting underneath dudes and underneath pads and disrupting. His motor is outstanding. This is the perfect, let me show you how it's done. Let me show you how hand fighting works. Now, what makes him such a special player is that he's got, for a stout body, very long arms. He's got long arms. His arms are 3 inches longer than CJ West's arms. But he's the right guy to talk to about all that hand fighting, about leverage, about learning the angles that turn good defensive tackles into great defensive tackles. As a producer, as a player, as a mentor, he was a captain for the Dallas Cowboys. He wore a captain C. This is a leader. This is a real player. I'm excited, and if you're a 49er fan, I think you got to be really excited about this addition too. There's some people who I think are a little reluctant to talk about it because it's a mouthful of a name. It really is. Awesome. Awesome, awesome trade by John Lynch. I love it. Welcome. Hit like and subscribe. If you're a Niner fan, I think you've got to be really excited about this one. You really do. By the way, I want you to get excited about a new sponsor that we have here, a new partner, if you would, here on Damon Bruce Plus. Welcome again to Kalshi. It is great to have what is the biggest predictive market in the United States now partnered with my YouTube channel. It is available in all 50 states, so no matter where you are watching, you can go ahead and have some fun over on Kalshi. Again, it's a real money market, people trading on what they think and suspect might happen. This is, it's like the stock market come to life, but for more than sports. But we're always thinking sports over here. Right now, you can go to my partner Kalshi and use promo code Damon to get $20 when you trade $20 over on Kalshi. Again, they'll pay interest on positions that you take. So you don't even need to have what you are thinking might happen before it can start really working for you. Check out Kalshi. I thank them for joining. Use the QR code right here and check it out. Make sure you use promo code Damon. As always, we want to say thank you so much to my man Ike of Ike Sandwiches. It is Thursday once again, Thursday the 12th, which means you can get a second Ike sandwich for $8 today at Ike's by using promo code Ike's B-Day. So all month long, leading up to his birthday, where that second sandwich is going to be $4.80 to commemorate his 48th birthday. Check out my man Ike. He's got something absolutely delicious waiting for you. And I don't know where you are, but I hope you are near an Ike's, or I hope there's an Ike's coming to you soon. I really, really do. Freaking delicious. That's all we are over there. Look at me. This is me in sandwich form. I'll never look good in real life as I do in sandwich form. I got to be honest with you. So thanks so much to Ike's. Thanks so much to Kalshi. And thanks so much to you for being on by here today. We will never waste your time on Damon Bruce Plus. I will never drag you into things that do not matter. We only concentrate on what matters around here. And what I think is going to really matter around the NFL is Bosa and Osa. We already got a little double team name for the two of them, Bosa, Osa. I like it. I like it an awful lot. I like it an awful lot. The pressure that this takes off of the defensive line, off of this upcoming draft. I love this move. I love this move. Jake Tongas, by the way. Welcome back to Jake Tongas, another move that I really, really like. This guy is an up-and-comer who produced for the 49ers when the needle fell on him. When George Kittle got hurt, I mean, the needle fell on him in week one when he won that game in Seattle with that game-winning touchdown. He did not get out in the pattern as much as I thought he needed to be. Well, this year he's going to be out in the pattern. He gets to pretend to be George Kittle this upcoming season, and I think he's the right guy to do it. I think he's well cast. He is at that point in his career where he is either going to put it on the field and show you that he can do it, which he already kind of has after getting overlooked, even being on the team. I love this Tongas move. I think it is the right price for the right player who is an up-and-comer. Obviously, he's never going to give you on the defensive line or on the offensive line what George Kittle does. George Kittle could be almost an offensive lineman. He's such an outstanding blocker. And I don't think that Tongas is that. But as much as Brock Purdy leans on tight ends to make plays for him in the middle of the field, I think he's the right guy. So a couple of moves, one retaining who they needed and one bringing in someone that they absolutely needed, Osa Odighizuwa. I love the move. Love it. I really think that the 49ers have had a very good 24 hours here. By the way, tonight, Niners Nightly, with Larry Kruger on KNBR, I'm going to be joining Larry again tonight. And the audio, I've been promised, on KNBR's part, will be better than it was during the first appearance. So really looking forward to joining Larry on Niners Nightly tonight. And what do you know, back on KNBR twice in a month. These are unprecedented times. We've got an awful lot of people in the room. Thank you very much. Scott in the base is a little late to the party. Let's get it kicking. It's all right, Scott. Just matters that you are here. Chef A, excited to have the boy back on the radio. What do you know? What do you know? We should get a Plus game sometime this year. A Plus game? What do you mean a Plus game? I don't even know what a Plus game would be. You mean like a baseball game? We all go together? That could totally happen. That could totally happen. I got Sean saying, here's a good question. Is George Kittle a Hall of Famer? Yes. George Kittle will go to the Hall of Fame. I don't think he would need to have another catch in his career to be a Hall of Fame tight end. I think he's in already. And he's not done. Hopefully he's not done. Maybe this is a Plus drinking game. Well, thank you, Jamie. Maybe it would. Maybe that should be. Look at Joe. Yes, sir. Damon, let's do it. We'll have a fun summer together. I promise you. Joe Sullivan says, Damon, it is Dubliner weather. Indeed, look, I got to tell you, Joe, you might not have heard, but the Dubliner, unfortunately, their campaign here on the Plus had to come to an end. They're strapping, you know, that everyone's purse strings are tightening just a little bit. And the Dubliner and I have been such, and it was a wonderful relationship. And I'm going to tell you, I love Kenny and John over there. I'm going to be at the Dubliner myself. I love that bar. Absolutely love the bar. I would never endorse something that I didn't love in the first place. And I got to tell you, just because they unfortunately for the channel had to pull out of their sponsorship, there's a lot of love for the Dubliner, the same way that there's a lot of love for Black and Whiskey and Uncle Boy's Burgers and anyone who has ever gone ahead and given me their business. It means an awful lot to me, and it doesn't just last as long as I am in business with them. This is a real relationship that I strike up with these teams and people. Hi, Damon. How are you doing this morning? I'm a big fan of your channel. What were your thoughts on the Mike Evans signing to San Francisco? I think he, if healthy, is fantastic. I think that is the best wide receiver that Brock Purdy will have played with in his career. I like it. I don't think the 49ers should be done in the wide receiver market either. Whether that gets addressed in the draft, again, I just don't trust this team when it comes to drafting wide receivers because they always draft guys and then they never play them. Let me tell you, it's up to Jordan Watkins. It is up to players who are on this team, Jacob Cowing, who we've hardly even gotten to know, even that they've been around for a season or two. They need to step up this offseason and find themselves on the field contributing for the San Francisco 49ers. Beyond that, hey man, Stephon Diggs is still out there. I would not hesitate to sign Stephon Diggs to a one-year, awful lot of incentives built into that. If the NFL's not coming for him, I would check out Stephon Diggs. He might have a little legal problem. Well, you know, he's got the kind of money to make that shit go away. Come on. We know what happens. We know what happens. I like Stephon Diggs. I would love him in the 49er. Stephon Diggs and Mike Evans in a 49er uniform would instantly be the two best wide receivers that Brock Purdy has ever played with. I'm much more interested in 10 games out of Stephon Diggs than 17 games out of Deebo Samuel. I'll tell you that. Let's see what happens. They're not done. They are not done. And I think in the coming days, you're going to see them get a little bit more active too. But again, I love the Odighizuwa trade with the Dallas Cowboys. I can't believe the Cowboys came off of him. Cannot believe the Cowboys came off of him. When it comes to the upcoming NFL draft, the 49ers have 7 draft picks. 7 draft picks for the 49ers. They're picking at 27 in the first round. They're picking at 58 in the third round. Their third rounder was just traded to Dallas. And in the fourth round, they now have 4 picks. So excuse me, hold on. With the 49ers have 6 picks. It is 6 picks remaining. That is it for the 49ers. A first rounder, a second rounder, and 3 picks in the fourth round. 127, 133, 138, and 139. Their picks in the third, fifth, sixth, and seventh have been traded for the collection of players that is Odighizuwa, Bryce Huff, Brian Robinson, who we've hardly even got to know, and Khalil Davis. So the Niners don't have nearly the draft capital that you thought they might have had going into this draft, but I love trading that third rounder to Dallas. I really do. There is no chance that Max Crosby is going to be coming to San Francisco. I can just tell you that. And the Raiders are basically saying there's no chance that Max Crosby is going anywhere. They have seen Max Crosby come right back into their building. Max Crosby, I told you he'd be a pro about this whole thing. What did he say? He said, I'm back and I'm a Raider. It's easy to say that when you got the insignia tattooed right on your chest, I guess. But I think that Max Crosby is going to go on a vengeance tour, and you are going to get a hell of a season out of Max Crosby if you're a Raiders fan. You should be very happy that he's back. Again, 2 first-rounders for Max? Yeah, that was sexy. But Max Crosby himself being a Raider, that's probably even better for a team that is, I think, going to try to take a big step forward in the next couple of seasons. And I think they do take that big step forward. I really, really do. The one thing, as we look at the pieces that fell out and you watch the Ravens try to explain away what happened and they're doing damage control and their GM, Eric DaCosta, is on NFL Network saying, you know, oh, we're just, you know, we're heartbroken that this whole thing fell apart. Well, why would you be heartbroken if you found a physical that you said, well, this guy can't play for us. You shouldn't be heartbroken about it at all. At all. Let me tell you, they are full of shit in Baltimore. They absolutely traded with the Raiders for Max Crosby while they were still negotiating with Trey Hendrickson. And then when they saw the entire world react to, that's way too much to pay for Max Crosby, and everyone's kind of laughing at them, they said, well, let's get out of this and let's duck behind the shield of a failed physical to do it. Again, there is no ability for Max Crosby to pass a physical with the state that his knee is in right now. And you could say, well, their doctors are projecting. Somebody said, well, a Dallas Cowboys team doctor said that the physical would have failed too. Who gives a shit what the Dallas Cowboys are saying? Who cares? They're not in on the trade. And to let you just know that my instincts that this whole thing was just fishy were spot on. Again, this is why you're like and following. This is why you hit that notify button, so you know whenever I go live, because everybody gets confused by shapes and colors. I'm only looking for angles. And I am telling you right now, Diana Rossini yesterday basically said that Max Crosby told her that as soon as he walked into Baltimore's building, the vibe was off. Something was weird. Why would anything in Baltimore's building be weird right up until the failed physical if they were actually negotiating in honest fashion? Why would the minute you walk into a building it feel a little weird unless there was something a little weird going on? The weirdness should have started only after the physical, but it should have been, you know, the Ravens marching band playing for Max Crosby as soon as he got out of the car with purple and gold confetti falling all around. Big welcome, Max banner. We're so thrilled to have you. And then, oh no, he failed his physical and we can't do this now. Oh, that's when things would have gotten weird if that's the way it actually played out, but it's not. They knew before Max Crosby walked into the building that they were going to be sending him back to Las Vegas. They knew it. Again, there are some NFL fans who are just the most gullible group of bootlick, my team can never do any wrong. Let's see what the next couple of years of doing business with the rest of the NFL looks like for the Baltimore Ravens. This has not been good for them in, I think, terms of how the front office is looking at it, how other front offices now look at them. I don't think they did that in good faith. Instant buyer's remorse, coupled with they were still shopping for someone else. We're going to go ahead and we're going to put a hold on this Ferrari, but we're still going to be shopping for a Lamborghini. That's what happened. That's what happened. Couple of supers have come on in. We got them all. We got them all. We got them all. Yeah, we had Joe in there. Yes, Joe Sullivan. He likes the trade. We got love for the Dubliner always. And we do. We have SGA. So we're all caught up there. Sorry, I got a little ahead of myself. As I told you, I am never going to sit around and waste your time. I am never going to try to come up with things to talk about just to keep you here when it's gorgeous. You do need to get outside today. It is beautiful in San Francisco today. Let me tell you what's not beautiful. The Warriors situation with Steph Curry right now, it's a disaster. It's a disaster. The Warriors have said that Curry's going to miss at least another 10 days with this wonky knee of his. And that is at least another 5 games for Curry to not be playing here down the stretch when the Warriors, again, they can't even beat teams that are actively tanking. Steph Curry's knee is screaming, shut me down. Shut me down for the remainder of the season. You're going nowhere with him. You will go nowhere without him. So either way, you're going in the same direction. Do what is best for Steph. And what is best for Steph is already gearing up for next basketball season because the Warriors sort of pissed away this one. So that's, dude, it is time to just admit your situation. It is. It's like the scene in No Country for Old Men. Carson, you should admit your situation. There'd be more dignity in it. And then Jagur just, you know, the phone starts ringing in the hotel room and he blows him away. As Woody Harrelson's trying to beg for his life there. Don't beg for your life. You know your life is over as we sit here. Have some dignity. The Warriors know they ain't doing shit in the postseason. And going to the postseason isn't as important for the Warriors as a draft pick that is better than the one that they would have with a bullshit postseason experience postseason appearance. Go ahead, get into the lottery. We're not even going to see Porzingis and Curry together this year, are we? And then if Curry is healthy by the time next season rolls around, which of course he will be, Porzingis will probably, you know, knock himself out for 2 months with a dental flossing accident. I mean, the guy is always hurt. We got Sharks, we got Bruins. That faces off, the puck drops, as they say, at 4 o'clock this afternoon here on the West Coast. The Bruins, look, they're really good. They do not lose at home either. They are 25-8-1 at home this season. This would be one of the biggest wins for the Sharks all year long. All year long, if they can find a win in Boston this evening. It is a huge stretch of important road games that they're on right now, and this would just be one of those games that bounces them, I think, into more success on this road trip than if they lose it and they start 0-2 because they just got doubled up by the Buffalo Sabres earlier this week. So very, very big game for the Sharks this evening. It is an incredible day of college basketball. We've got conference tournaments all around. My Hoosiers are an absolute disgrace. Thank God Indiana won a national championship in football because this basketball team would have me jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. They lost to Northwestern. They've lost 7 in a row to Northwestern. I'm surprised Tim Kawakami hasn't called me to talk shit I cannot believe we've lost seven in a row to Northwestern. Bob Knight would burn Assembly Hall down before that ever happened. But again, this is more of a my problem than it is a you problem. So let's just hop right into the fact that it's time for a little today in history. Are you ready for today in history? As always, we begin with happy birthdays, and this is the single biggest happy birthday that I get to wish all year long. Happy birthday to the Duchess. It is my mom's birthday today. We're actually flying to Florida at the end of March, spring break, when the kids are both out of school. We're going to Florida. We're going to be visiting her, and that's when we're going to do all the big birthday regalia and the dinner out with my mom. But it is the Duchess's birthday today. She is 79 years old. She looks like she is 59 years old. My beautiful, wonderful, just gorgeous in every way a human being can be a gorgeous person. Just the inner light of her. She is, if there is any good in me, and there's an awful lot of me that is dead inside and slightly evil, but if there is any good in me, it's because of Linda Bruce. And I love her so very, very much. I tried not to swear on this show today. I know I wasn't completely successful. But if she does watch this one, Mom, we've already had our phone call. We've already sent videos from the boys. The boys have already made cards that we're bringing to Florida. But to the Duchess, absolutely love her. We got great talk, Damon, from the mailman, Johnny working in Brentwood. Happy birthday to Mom. Thank you very, very much. Yeah, happy 59th to the Duchess. She would love it, rolling back the 20 years. I can't believe it. My mom is 79 years old. Unbelievable. Oh, look at Michelle Haberman buying the Duchess. You know what, Michelle? I'm going to put that in my pocket, and I'm going to bring it to the Buena Vista the next time she's in town, and I'm going to make sure that the Duchess knows that you got her favorite thing in the world, an Irish coffee at the Buena Vista. You're sweet, Michelle. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. So, along with it being my mom's birthday, there's another talented woman out there who is 80 today. Happy 80th birthday to Liza Minnelli. You know what? Go watch Arthur, the original Arthur with Dudley Moore. Liza Minnelli crushes in Arthur. She's fantastic. Happy birthday to James Taylor, the one of the premier singer-songwriters of our time, of all time. James Taylor, 78 years old. Actor Courtney B. Vance is 66 today. You saw him in The Dark Knight. Aaron Eckhart is 58 years old today. And I got to tell you, one of the biggest reasons that we know each other out here on the West Coast is because I read On the Road by Jack Kerouac right after I graduated from college and I was deciding what am I going to go do. Well, Jack Kerouac would have been 104 years old today. So, you know, twist one up and put one in the air for the Duchess and Jack Kerouac and Liza Minnelli today and James Taylor. Today, in 1894, Coca-Cola's iconic bottles were sold to the public for the very first time. That started happening in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Today in 1912, the Girl Guides, who would later rebrand as the Girl Scouts, were founded in the United States. Today in 1933, a brand new president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, decided he was going to get to know America, or America was going to get to know him a little bit better, and he started his iconic fireside chats from the White House. This was one of the first real moments where the president talked directly to the American people. In 1951, the Explorers Club in New York City hosted a dinner featuring meat from a woolly mammoth. How do you like your woolly mammoth cooked? I think I'm going to ask you to go ahead and make sure all the parasites are out of that bad boy. So let's go well done on the woolly mammoth. We fast forward all the way to 1980 when John Wayne Gacy was convicted of murdering 33 boys and young men. This is the clown serial killer, John Wayne Gacy, one of the creepiest dudes that ever lived. Well, today, convicted of murder, he was sentenced to death and was not missed. A much happier moment from the 80s today in 1988 when Rick Astley Rick Rolled Us for the Very First Time, Never Gonna Give You Up became the number one song in America 38 years ago today. Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley is nearly a 40-year-old man. Today in 2008, Hulu loves live sports. I remember the Dame Lillard commercials where they're shooting the money gun. Those are good commercials. Hulu, happy birthday today, came about in 2008. And today in 2009, Bernie Madoff pled guilty to scamming so many people out of money with his Ponzi scheme. Screw you, Bernie Madoff. Love you, Mom. Love the 49ers trade. I love you all. Go out and have a great day today. It is gorgeous in the Bay Area, sundress conditions all around. And please do remember that sports don't build character. They reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.